Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, oh my, I enjoy so much our midweek service. Great time together last night, a wonderful service, good spirit, and a great time in the Word of God together studying the gifts of the Spirit. And we had two more last night we studied on and had a delightful time together. Thank God He gives us the Spirit of God. Thank God that the Spirit of God equips us to do the work of the ministry. And if each of us exercise our gift, then the church runs well and the church functions as it ought to function. So I hope you had a good church service where you were, that you were in your place, and that God spoke to your heart. And most importantly, you got what you needed to get you through the rest of this week. Now listen, I want to talk to you a little bit today about being a child of God. Being a child of God. Galatians chapter 4 is what we're going to read today. The Bible says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Come, because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." Now, what we know about human fathers and what we've experienced as children will affect our approach or our concept of a heavenly father. If we had a great father as a human father, then we may gladly embrace the biblical picture of God as our heavenly father. But others did not have good human fathers. They were cold, distant, angry, critical, or struggled with their own addictions or problems. And those kind of things may impact someone's ability to relate to God as their heavenly father. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't consider God your father. Because what some people have experienced, listen, whatever the situation can be with your earthly father, if he was a disappointment or wasn't a father to you, you can understand God is entirely different as a father to you. David said this, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." So understanding the importance of our relationship with God as our father can't be underestimated. One theologian wrote this, "If you want to judge how well a person understands Christianity, find out how much he thinks or makes of the thought of being God's child and having God as his father. If that is not the thought that prompts and controls his worship and his prayers and his whole outlook on life, then he does not understand Christianity at all." So this father-child relationship can provide us with a profound sense of being loved. One man who is a missionary in Nigeria relates the salvation experience of one of the local natives. The native received some profound theological understanding when he spoke of the awesomeness of his new experience with God by saying this, "Behind this universe stands one God, not a great number of warring spirits, as we have always believed, but one God, and that God loves me." Whoa, that's great, isn't it? And that's important because that's the dividing line that separates one of the dividing lines, a big dividing line that separates Christianity from all other religions of the world. Christianity, if I can use the term, is only religion that even envisions the possibility of a personal relationship with God as our Heavenly Father. There are three questions I'm going to address today and probably carried over to tomorrow. But I want to help you understand, what does it mean to be a child of God? That's question number one. What does it mean to be a child of God. When in response to Jesus being asked by his disciples to teach us to pray, he said, "You pray saying this, Our Father, which art in heaven." Those two short words, "Our Father." Well, that changed drastically the way people looked at God. It's hard for us in this day and age to understand how amazing that concept was. But in the Jewish society to which Jesus spoke, they thought God was distant and unapproachable in holiness. And so to be taught that God was the Father was pretty radical. Jesus isn't teaching we just begin our prayers, that we can only begin our prayers with our Father. But we should always pray with the understanding that our Father is in heaven listening to us. We should believe that he's our Father. We should relate to him as our Father. That word Jesus almost exclusively uses for Father is Abba, A-B-B-A. The word's not a formal word, but it's a common Aramaic word that a child would use to address his daddy. It's Abba or Daddy. We didn't call my father growing up Father. We called him Dad. When I was a little kid, I'm sure I called him Daddy. Dearest Father, our dearest Daddy. That's our awareness in prayer when we talk to the Lord. That's what Galatians 4 and verse 6 meant. We read it a little bit ago, where it says that God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. There's so much wrapped up in that expression, our Father. It's a new dimension. It's an intimate communion with God. That same closeness, that same intimacy that would exist between a child and their father, that's what's supposed to exist between us and God. And it's also the recognition that, listen, when we pray, that God possesses a father's heart. God possesses a father's love. God possesses a father's concern for the best interest of his children. It's impossible to come to God as our Father except that we're born into his family through faith in Jesus Christ. Alan Redpath, in his book on the Lord's Prayer, calls that prayer the family prayer. Why? Because it's based on a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. And so it's only uttered by those who are in the family. You have to understand, not everyone is a child of God. You say, wait a minute, preacher, I thought I've heard before, we're all God's children. But that isn't true. We are not all God's children. Listen carefully. We are all God's creation, but we are not all God's children. The Bible says in Galatians 3 and verse 26, "For ye are all the children of God." We'll say, there it is, Pastor, right in the Bible. But the verse doesn't end there, my friend. There's no period after that. Here's the whole verse. "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ." So when do I become a child of God? Only when I put my faith in Jesus Christ as my Savior. Then I become a child of God. Until then, I'm not a child of God, neither are you. You say, well, preacher, whose child am I? Well, let's listen to the words of Jesus, shall we? John 8 and verse number 44. Jesus said this, "Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Ye are of your father, the devil." Before I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior and I became a child of God, I was a child of the devil. Okay? You say, I don't like that. Well, it doesn't matter if you like it or not. It's true. How do you become a child of God? You put your faith in Jesus Christ. Not everyone is already a child of God. You have to become a child of God by putting your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now, that leads me to the second question. How does one become a child of God? I mentioned it, but I want to go a little more in depth in that now, okay? And here it is. You must be born again. In John chapter 3, Jesus told a very religious man named Nicodemus that you must be born again. That picture of being born again explains how we get eternal life. It's by being born again that we become part of the family of God. Nicodemus, a Jew, part of God's chosen people, a Pharisee, a member of the Sanhedrin, a highly respected teacher of the Old Testament scriptures, but yet Nicodemus and Jesus let him know that is not enough to get into the family of God. He really, in one sentence, turned everything Nicodemus believed in upside down. Nicodemus never heard such a thing. In other words, he realizes everything I've done up to this point in my life means nothing. And Jesus tells him, if you want to go to heaven, if you want to see the kingdom of God, then you need a new birth. You can't do it, Nicodemus. No, you can't enter the second time into your mother's womb. No, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. And he wants you to be born again. Now, two things about being born again. You know, it's universal. It's for everyone. It's not just you, Nicodemus, but all of us. You must be born again. Ye, that's plural. And marvel not that I said unto thee, that's singular, that ye, plural, meaning everyone, must be born again. In other words, it's not a private thing just for somebody, but it's a personal thing for everybody. That's a truth about each of us becomes part of the family of God. And you're born again when you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now notice again, this is not an option. Jesus said, you must be born again. He's not just saying it'd be a good idea. He's not just suggesting that it's something you might consider. He's not just recommending it. He says this is imperative if you're going to go to heaven. Jesus put it this way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way. So it's not an option. If you want to go to heaven, you must receive Christ as your Savior. You must be born again. Now, so the question we answered today was, what does it mean to be a child of God? And how does one become a child of God? That's by putting your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now, if you've never made that decision, why don't you become part of God's family today? You can do that. You can be born again right now, bowing your head and believing in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins on the cross, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day. And then if you'll call out to him in faith, he'll forgive your sin and give you the gift of eternal life and one day take you to heaven. Oh, my friend, receive his gift of eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And if you make that decision, I'd love to hear from you. We'd like to encourage you and get you some material that'll help you get started in your Christian life. If you need a Bible, we'll get you a Bible and we'll get you started in your Christian walk, in your relationship with God. Now, tomorrow, I want to answer the question, okay, if I am a child of God, what are my obligations? What are the obligations of being a child of God? We're going to cover that when we get together tomorrow, okay? And listen, thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and I'll look forward to being with you on the broadcast on Friday. Until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.